Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Come on. You're with the program. 732-5563. I want you involved. I want you engaged. Right? I want you to make sure that you know that you got the information you need to move forward with. Seriously, no garbage. And some of you may have. Yes, I got it fixed. I got some questions. I got it fixed. Some of you noticed last night that the cameras were possessed. Not my fault. It's got to be somebody else's fault. I re-registered Democrat. That's why I'm saying that. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on the phone. Have you with me listening. 855-ROGERO, 855-732-5563. Head over to the website, joemessina.com. Joe Messina. Come on, this ain't that hard, people. JoeMessina.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. Yeah, actually working. You can take the poll. A lot happening, a lot you can get involved with. My wife is not happy with me when I wear these black T-shirts, but I like them. All right. I've got so much stuff to deal with tonight. I mean, so many crazy things happening. Oregon. Now, I don't even know what this stands for. I keep forgetting. BIPOC teachers claim eye-rolling is an example of a harmful practice rooted in white supremacy. You know, they always say this stuff is rooted in white supremacy. But they never really tell you how. They said that it's a microaggression. We're back to these things again. It's a microaggression. And at an Oregon elementary school, it's impacting their mental and physical health. Who's mental and physical health? The weak of mind? Really, I mean, I know you guys got to call me old, but remember that old saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me? Well, I get it. I get sometimes that words emotionally hurt people. Right? They make them feel bad about themselves or a situation or what have you. Probably something they already know about. They already know they're having issues with. But you need to strengthen yourself mentally and physically. So this stuff, I won't say, does it bother you? Because I find that when that stuff bothers you, bothers me, bothers my buddies, it's because it's true. Right? I want to be loved for who I am. I don't care what you think about me or whether I'm fat or thin or whatever, right? But secretly, deep down inside, look, I'm overweight. Well, it's not secretly. I don't want to be this big. I have a hard time moving around sometimes, which should be pretty easy. I'm a fairly active person at times, you know, especially during campaign time. And I'm trying to move around. Right? And it's hard. But if somebody keeps saying, you know, when I lost weight, and we all like this, right? When you lose weight, and people are going, wow, you look good. You know, I mean, hey, you look good. You look better. You look healthy. What do you know? You feel good about yourself. We don't complain about that one, do we? You're like, hey, thanks for noticing. Yeah, I do feel good. But when you're fat, you already know you're fat. Now, unless you have a medical condition, I'm not talking about you. But to some of us, the only condition we have is hand and mouth. You know that. Anyway. Morgan teaches at the Errol Hassel Elementary School. They sent school administrators an email claiming that eye rolling directed at a principal, among other allegations and actions observed, is an example of harmful practice rooted in white supremacy that's happening all over the workplace. The educators from the Beaverton School District said in an email on May 27 that they had become aware of a rumor that Principal Cynthia Lam Moffett was on the chopping block. Well, gee, I'm offended by that term. That's disgusting. Was she Marie Antoinette? I don't get it. Well, much of the resistance to Principal Moffett's work is a result of a bias and targeted aggression at BIPOC educators. Now, right, because we don't agree with you. Just because you have a degree in education, some form of education, doesn't mean you know what you're talking about. There's plenty of people with a piece of paper that haven't got a clue on life or anything going on around them. We believe that much of the resistance to Principal Moffett's work is a result of bias and targeted aggression. As BIPOC educators, we have observed and experienced witnessing similar micro-macro aggressions. Everything bothers them. How does that make you healthy? How does that make you helpful? Forget about healthy. How does that make you helpful for my kids? It doesn't at all. Now, for those of you who don't know, as myself, I keep forgetting, on purpose, BIPOC stands for Black, Indigenous, and People of Color. So, we have to build on the black and all of people of color. All right, cool. All right, the teachers included an extensive list of micro and macro aggressions. Many of them were concerned that the staff's response to the principal is, it said, staff members rolled their eyes during meetings, all right, because they weren't in agreement. Right? It continued, the staff raised their voice to interrupt the principal's office during meetings and spoke in a disrespectful, aggressive tone. She's the principal. She's the captain to the ship. Hello, anybody home? Show me to your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Let's see what Zoe has to say about this when we return.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunnybay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Always a pleasure. They have you. Look, I have my website, JoeMessina.com. We can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot going on there, a lot you can get involved with. But let me not waste his time. Let me bring him right in, because I always enjoy my time with Zoe. Apostle Rachel, he is the host of the Anti-Fighting Bible Study, the Zoloft, Zopian Den, co-host of SoulFoodRadio.net. And always a lot of fun, Zoe, and you know, love how you keep me on my toes, man. Yeah, I'm on my way. Oh. What does that mean? Does that mean he's stuck in traffic? What does that mean?
But yeah, internet traffic. Yeah, some other kind of traffic that I got caught up in.
Oh yeah, we have it bad here in California. I mean, I'll sit down and all of a sudden they start to drag, and I don't pay for drag. I pay for good you know, speed, right? And you know, I look up on the website and they're going, yeah, you know, they're having, you know how they have that big map of the internet across the country, and it's like right here in California, you know, there's a, I don't know what it is, a funnel or something, a block or whatever.
Bottleneck.
Crazy.
Yeah, yeah, you know? Yeah. LA's well, got its own special kind of traffic, man. It's not even congested traffic. It's more like constipated.
Yeah, I guess it must be the like the LGBTQ juju is going bad in California because, you know, Newsom's over in Montana there, or Wyoming, wherever it is, where they have strict laws against certain things. And remember, he said you couldn't go there anymore because of their anti-abortion, anti-trans, whatever rules. And where is he right now? He's hunting in Montana. Exactly where the state... And you know what the state says? Well, he's not using state funds. This is his own vacation money. Right. And I suppose he's paying for the guards around him, the California State Police guards around him. I suppose those would be paid for out of his vacation fund, too, right?
Mm-hmm. Hey, Joe, have you been doing your lip exercises to get yourself to say... President Newsom? Can you do it? Can you do it, man?
Yeah, that was poor judgment on me. But we had so much fun at the, the French Laundry, and then we went out for dinner. Just amazing. Nothing applies to them. Absolutely nothing applies to them.
Isn't it scary to think, though, that I mean, you know, he's tossing it out there, man.
Yep.
It could happen.
Oh, stop it. You're going to ruin my dinner for the next 4 months, you know?
Let's get, man. We got to get ready to push that back, man, because it could happen.
Oh, have you seen his ad about the freedoms in California? You know, come to California from Florida because you guys don't have freedoms, but we have freedoms here. And I'm thinking, wow. Wow. Oh, yeah, you got to see the ad. It's not long, but, you know, he talks about the freedoms that they don't ban books and they don't. He's full of bullpuckies. They do ban books. And just all this stuff that they talk about, freedoms. Get your freedoms back.
Yeah.
You know? And you go, wait a minute. Here in California? Yeah, what? What? Your freedom to breathe behind a mask? Your freedom to call yourself any sexual gender, whatever you want to? The freedom for me to pay for reparations of something I had nothing to do with? Oh, maybe it's the freedom for me to pay for your abortion coming in from another state while you hang out in a hotel for 2 or 3 days, get your abortion, go home again. Well, yeah, there's a lot of good freedoms there.
I tell you what, man, it's amazing that I would say that it's amazing that these people could say that with a straight face, but I guess that would be homophobic.
So, before you came on, I was doing a story that apparently the rolling of the eyes is rooted in white supremacy.
I just sprained a muscle in my eyeball trying to get myself my eye roll from going, dude. So I'm trying not to do white supremacy here. Okay, sorry, Joe. I didn't mean to.
Right. So, and the Oregon teachers are not having it. Okay. So they're upset, and this is they specifically call themselves. They say, as BIPOC educators, we have observed, experienced, and witnessed similar micro and macro aggressions. If they're so offended by so much, if they're constantly looking for this stuff so much, go find another business. Maybe you should go find another planet to live on. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Go ahead and just take y'all behind on off to not even Mars, man. You need a much weirder planet than that. I mean, just the story alone, I mean, that in itself invokes a huge eye roll. It's like, what's that called, Joe? That's called entrapment, man. That's basically where you're just going to go in and basically set somebody up. You're going to maneuver them into, basically by force. It's like there's nothing they can do about it. You're going to maneuver them by force and then indict them for what they did. It's like, eye rolling is racist. You had to hear it. It's like, wait a minute, you can't just say something like that, man, without me being raged. I'm gonna roll my eyes at that. I'm a white supremacist now. Oh, great.
Well, you know, I was joking. I would say the same thing. Look, eye rolls aren't racist. Eye rolls are a guarantee that dad's going to smack you upside the head. Okay, that's what eye roll is. It's definitely a guarantee that you're going to be punished. Okay, it's really that simple. So
yeah.
They have a list. I have to put my glasses on because it's so small. But they have a list of things that they feel are, part of this eye-rolling white supremacy against BIPOC. Racial slurs that were directed at the principal of the school. You know, and she is very much into this BIPOC stuff, right? So you probably had these teachers, other teachers and parents that went, lady, are you for real? Right? That kind of thing. Staff raised their voice and interrupted the principal several times during staff meeting. It is disrespectful and it is aggressive. Staff members rolled their eyes during a staff meeting while the principal was speaking. Staff opposed. They did the same thing with Obama. Remember, you couldn't oppose him because it just simply meant you were racist. It didn't mean you didn't agree with him. It just meant you were racist, right? BIPOC staff and new staff members are being ignored and being something. I can't even read what she wrote. BIPOC staff is being called divisive for bringing up issues and asking for support. Have you heard anything here that sounds egregious yet?
Man, I tell you that this stuff doesn't surprise me. And I saw where this was going, man, over a decade ago. I saw where this was going. And but yeah, the whole eye roll thing, I mean, that would mean that, like, D, remember D from What's Happening, would be like the biggest racist in the world, man. She had an eye roll for real.
Oh my God! I just can't stand it. And I got to tell you about something else. When we come back, Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming back with Zoe right after the break.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announces his resignation.
I know that there will be many people who are relieved and perhaps quite a few who will also be disappointed. And I want you to know how sad I am to be giving up the best job in the world. but them's the breaks.
He faces accusations that he elevated a conservative member of parliament to a top job, even though he was aware of sexual misconduct allegations. New research shows those who practice intermittent fasting have reduced the risk of severe COVID-19 complications. When doctors analyzed conditions of COVID-19 patients who fasted and those who didn't, researchers say periodic fasting has shown improved cardiovascular health benefits. That improved condition helped patients avoid complications if they got sick. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God! They're like flying television!
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to happen.
We are back. Don't forget your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Oh my God, this just in. California extends Medi-Cal to 700,000 illegals. Because we can afford it. We got people starving in the streets. We have homeless people all over the place. You know what sounds good? Let's get illegals who don't pay any taxes. Let's get them $700,000. I mean, not $700,000. 700,000 illegals will get access to California Medi-Cal. Medical services that they don't pay into. Huh. Hello? Anybody home? Oh, my God. Anyhow, Joe's in your host. I don't need to do cardio, any kind of cardio exercise. Every night I get 3 hours of cardio exercise just reading this stuff. Alfonso Rachel joins me. We love him. We refer to as Zoe, and he is the host of the Zopian Den Anti-Funny-Duddy Bible Study, the Zoloft and co-host of Soul Food Radio. Always appreciate his time with me. And, yeah, you're going to be really sick after these segments.
Oh, man, I am going to need the super strength antiemetic.
Just amazing.
And a 12-step program for the alcoholism I'm about to, yeah.
Yeah, we were doing that whole BIPOC list. How what was it? Rolling of the eyes,
okay.
is a sign of white supremacy. It's rooted in white supremacy, and it shouldn't be accepted. And we need to start, we need to start doing something to stop it. This is according to teachers in Oregon, because this is all we have to deal with. Let's not deal with the fact that they can't read, they suck at science, they don't know anything about history, but. Darn it, they're going to know their BIPOC rolling of the eyes rules.
Mm. And they're teaching this in Oregon's school system, right?
Yeah, elementary school.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to... They're conservatives. When conservatives out there, when y'all try to say that there's no systemic racism, that is systemic racism. And it's done by Democrats. They're in the school system teaching... racism, and this isn't, and don't think for a second that this is reverse racism. This education system is overseen by white Democrats, and they are engineering this to put us at odds with each other, and this will grossly affect blacks more than whites, but at the same time, they will be using blacks to to make it difficult for all of whites. This is systemic racism. Please stop saying that there is no systemic racism. There is a system and an agenda to this. I'm trying to tell you. This is why they're getting away with it.
Well, we're afraid to say anything. I mean, well, not well. Actually, you know, not me, but most people don't just say anything. You
but
know?
That's exactly. They're making them afraid to do it. Yeah. And there's a, and the more people keep trying to say that there's no systemic racism, the more leverage Democrats are able to keep on doing it. That's why they get away. That's why even now, you would think that this stuff would go away. It's not. And the reason why it goes away, because conservatives keep giving them the ability to do it. There's no systemic racism. Oh, yeah. Rolling your eyes is racist. It's like, you can't even shift your eyes without being racist. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you're a shifty-eyed white devil. You are eye-rolling white devil. You know, it's like, dude.
Thank you. It never stops. It just never stops, does it?
It could, though. It could. It
oh, could. Yeah.
If conservatives would stop giving them the pass to do it. I'm telling conservatives, if you say there's no systemic racism, if you say there's no white privilege, if you say there's no white supremacy, this is all the Democrat Party. If you wipe their slate clean, they'll just keep on doing it, and they'll grow with it. And it's grown into a huge monster now. I keep telling them, man, they keep doing it.
So they're back on that mantra. You know, I love watching stories on Facebook. So first and foremost, I got somebody put up a post with a black young man and a white young man, and the white guy got handcuffed when the police showed up. He was doing something violent, but they handcuffed him and they took him to jail. The young black man was doing something violent, and they shot him and killed him. Mm. Now, I don't, you know, you see a meme. I don't know all the stories, but let's just say you decide to take it face value. Yeah, it's wrong. It's dead wrong, and we need to find out what went down there. But what got me was this happens every day. Young black men are being killed in the street by police everywhere. Mm. And I was like, dude, really? Do you just is this something you like take a hit off the crack pipe and just put it out there and don't do any checking? You know, the reality of the matter is it's like 7 to 1 that white kids get shot more by police than black kids. Look at the numbers, the real numbers, you know. And with the incidents, I think it's either 19 or 20, right? You figure with all the police officers, everything going on in this country is like there's a little over 10 million occurrences. Of police, you know, where police are involved in pulling you over or doing what have you, all right? When you whittle the numbers all the way down, it came down to that there were 3 times as many white guys that were shot and killed by police than blacks, all right? And when you actually go look at the numbers of where the violence is, the black-on-black violence, the numbers are exponentially higher. But these yo-hos put this stuff up on Facebook, And they believe it. It comes from the DNC, and it's got to be gospel truth. Yeah. Right?
Oh, man. Yeah. The thing is, Joe, that these people complain about this, and this is going on in Democrat-controlled areas. And it's like they don't seem to want to look at who their representation is. And they don't want to look at the ones who have engineered this environment that they're in. And then these officers have to go out and enforce these laws that the Democrats make. Not just the laws, but the social engineering that they do. And they're packed into this area where this is a feedback loop. And right. They set themselves up, you know, to basically invite the reaction from the police that they get.
I hear you. It's amazing how many people just buy into this stuff without really doing any kind of questioning whatsoever. Or, you know, even if you think that it's true, look at the numbers. So when you talk to somebody else about it, you've got the real information. You have the real numbers. You have the real reasons that, you know, that these things happen. Because I'm going to tell you, in seeing the history books that I see in high schools now, I mean, you want to talk about books that are full of misinformation that 10 years from now, sure. If they're still using those books, it will look like white police officers do nothing but roam the streets of this country looking to gun down black men.
Right, right. No, right? That's actually usually young black men looking roaming the streets, looking to gun down other black men. That's just a sad reality.
Somebody tore me up because a long time ago, and I don't really care, but that 13-year-old boy, black boy that was shot, but he was pictures of him in the street at 2 o'clock in the morning with a gun in his hand. And I'm going, okay, maybe I don't understand the inner city anymore, even though I grew up in the inner city. My kids would have been out of the house at 13 years old at 2 o'clock in the morning on a school night with a gun in their hand. Where are the parents? Is anybody home? Where are the parents? Is the kid living alone? Has he been abandoned? What is going on in this child's life? And where are the police? Oh, never mind. It was Chicago. Police were nowhere to be found because it doesn't do any good. You know, people have to start dealing with the truth of these things and not what they perceive the truth is. And so they went all off on me saying, what are you saying? Because he was a black young man and his parents? No. I don't care if he's black, white, green, red, or purple. What is a 13-year-old kid doing out in the middle of the night with a gun in his hand on a school night? Where are his parents? Are they passed out on the living room floor? What's going on?
They might be. You know, it's...
Oh. All right.
And as far as the police, you know, and I'm not trying to take a dig at the police, but a lot of these police officers that are in these areas, they came up in the same public school system as people did, you know, and the police are going to these occupations. A lot of times they go in there with something to prove, you know, sorry, it's just the way it is. They go in there with a chip on their shoulder, and we're seeing that, you know, they're more concerned about keeping their jobs than actually upholding the Constitution, because there's a lot of things that are being intruded upon. And these things are happening in Democrat areas. I'm not dismissive of what these people go through. There's enough blame to go around. But, you know, folks need to understand that, you know, not all your police officers are going to be angels here.
No, no. Listen, I say it on the show all the time. Police officers are no more angels than teachers are, than garbage collectors are, than, you know, every group has their bad apples, if you would.
Yeah.
Right? And to put them on a pedestal to the point where we say, oh, they can do nothing wrong, I don't buy that. But I also go down to the other side of the road and say, ride with them for a day. See what they go through for a day.
Yeah,
how would you
absolutely
react to certain situations, you know?
Yes. Because just like we said earlier, you got young black men out there to gun down other black men. A lot of times those police officers, when they come roll up on these people, it's keeping them from killing somebody else.
Remember that one with the girl that had the... She had the knife, and she was wrestling with another girl. She wouldn't put the knife down. And the cop comes up, and after a while, she starts turning on him, and he shoots her. And they're like, he didn't have to shoot her. Okay. Sure. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Certain body functions are silent in that when they are compromised, you don't know until it is too late. One of these functions is immunity. When your immune system is robust, then you never succumb to illness or overcome it quickly. Since we're all being exposed to cabal-created genetically engineered pathogens that our immune systems were not designed to handle, it is important that we make a concerted effort to fortify our immune systems on a daily basis. Here at Synergistic Nutrition, we have two clients who overcame COVID symptoms within 24 hours. We have another client who had long-hauler COVID symptoms for 2 years, who overcame those symptoms within a few weeks. In each instance, the product they credit for helping them was Green Meadow Whey. The lactoferrin in Green Meadow Whey fortifies your immune system to combat virtually all pathogens. I invite you to fortify your immune system and health with Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
Okay. Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me just bring him back on. Alfonso Rachel joins me. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe. Always love his perspective on things. And, man, I'll tell you what. I'm sorry, but I'm sitting there sometimes perceiving Jesus is up there going, hey, what are you people doing? Get back on track. What is wrong with you? I made man and I made woman. Hello? You can't just move the pegs around and make it different. Anyway. And then all these so-called Christians, you know, who think that they're going to... First of all, you know, I've had this argument for years. When I get these Christians who I argue with over... you know, taking care of the sick or feeding the poor, and we can eradicate this. You can't eradicate anything. Your Lord, that guy you say you follow, he said the sick and the poor will always be among you. I'm sorry, missing something here. What is that always also get changed in the meaning? Or is that, Yeah. I mean, are we using a different dictionary now than he was? I don't understand.
Yeah, so y'all trying to make the Lord out of a liar? If he said that the poor will always be with us, that's what he means. I mean, you try to eradicate it or anything like that, you're going to cause more of it, actually. Yeah. And he knows it. He goes because he knows that people are going to try to capitalize on the plight of the poor. You know, Democrats are a perfect example. They're for the poor. They need the poor to keep their power. So they keep the poor poor. You know, this is what they do. The Lord knows all about it. But yeah, I know what you guys do.
Oh, God. All right, so what was the initial inception of the NAACP, right? Was to make sure that the you know, black or colored people, as they were called at the time, and they keep changing it, I get confused. But to make sure that your rights were secure, that you know, you were getting the same kind of opportunities that everybody was getting, and that it was equal, not equality, but you had equal access. Okay, now they have turned into like this militant group. So they came out on my local NAACP came out local on the 4th of July and said this. I got to get your take on this. What is Independence Day to a black man denied his right to vote? What is Independence Day to a woman denied her right to her own body? What is Independence Day to a child shot dead by a policeman? What is Independence Day to a poor household with no access to wealth but a mountain of debt? What is Independence Day to a country with a democracy, listen to these people, in flames and limited freedoms for a limited few? It's tough for us to celebrate your 4th of July, because our 4th of July is still one of oppression. We're not free to vote. We're not free to breathe. We're not free to choose. Our rights are being slashed. You look like you can throw up. If our nation managed to free itself from the British, surely we can free the poor from their student debt, or the black families from voter suppression, or even women from draconian ruling. Democracy is on the ballot this November. Your rights and freedoms cannot afford to sit this one out. It's not just about the person in the White House. It's about all those on the Supreme Court, those running our cities, and those occupying our state houses. Man, I got to apologize, you man. I didn't know we were treating you that bad.
Yeah, man.
Do we even know where to start on this one?
I'm telling you, man. My eyeballs. If you want to talk about white supremacy, my eyeballs were doing cartwheels and somersaults with the eye roll that was going on in there. But you know, I mean, I don't count as black anyway, as far as they're concerned. So I guess the Independence Day. You know, we have an Independence Day. It's a declaration of, you know, independence. That's what we're celebrating. And these people are hung up on being dependent. It's a declaration of dependence. And these people are dependent on being perpetual victims. Okay? It's like, you know, all right. America itself was founded to respect the God-given rights of man. It acknowledges the God-given rights of man. It is not the fault of America that some people had no respect for that. It is not the fault of the flag. It is not the fault of the Constitution. Constitution, Declaration of Independence, these founding documents, where we have this codified acknowledgement of the God-given rights of man. Now, you have some people who do not respect that our rights come from God, and they do not want this to be a republic. This democracy that they claim to love, that they feel is so under fire and that they love so much, that democracy is the same thing that wants the people to have the power to outvote what God has decreed about our rights and determine that your life can be forfeit whenever we say so. Your property can be forfeit whenever we say so. Your liberties can be forfeit whenever we say so. This democracy can vote away your rights. That's what happened to y'all. Okay? And that's why you feel so oppressed, because you keep giving that engine power to keep doing that. You keep voting for Democrats who want that to be that way, as opposed to respecting that this is a republic where our rights are fixed and certain and inalienable. That's what we're supposed to be protecting. And when people do that, you feel that you're being oppressed, when all the while you're actually giving power to your oppressors. So this whole thing about 4th of July that you say has nothing to do with us, no,
You keep giving power to the people who subtracted that, whether it's taking away rights from the black man or rights from women and opposing women's suffrage. That was all Democrats. Dang it.
Yeah, it's really interesting to watch what's going down right now and listening to some people talk about, women's rights and what have you, and you're saying, wait a minute, if it was up to the Dems, women still wouldn't have any rights. Mm-hmm. I mean, you really think about who allowed. If it was up to the Dems, blacks still wouldn't have the right to vote.
Mm-mm.
If it, you know, and frankly, let's just be frank, as Joey B says, y'all still be in chains. You know?
that was Democrats. They're going to put y'all back in chains. Oh, those chains that Democrats had? But, you know, then they say that the parties have switched sides. It's like, look, man, that does not hold up. Okay? You got to come up with this time in history that the parties switch. You want to try to say that it was Goldwater, or you want to try to say it was Lee Atwater, whether it was Barry Goldwater or Lee Atwater. None of that stuff holds up, because before even that happened, Malcolm X was calling out black folks and was like, why are you throwing your support behind Democrats? What excuse do you have? He was like, and if you do, you're a political chump and a traitor to your race. Democrats have conditioned people to believe that there was some big party switch when there wasn't. These are the same people who are convincing people that genders can switch sides. You don't think that they can convince you that parties can switch sides too? It's like, man.
I have a Democrat friend of mine who uses that all the time. He always says the party switched sides. I say, when? Tell me when. Tell me how. Who went where and how?
Mm-hmm.
Or did they roll up in Washington at the national offices and switch signs? I mean, what actually happened?
Yeah.
Now, you brought it up. You got to hear this. It's 1 minute. Take a listen.
There are many whites who are trying to solve the problem, but you never see them going under the label of liberals. That white person that you see calling himself a liberal is the most dangerous thing in the entire Western Hemisphere. He's the most deceitful. He's like a fox. And a fox is always more dangerous in the forest than the wolf. You can see the wolf coming. You know what he's up to. But the fox will fool you. He comes at you with his mouth shaped in such a way that even though you see his teeth, you think he's smiling. You take him for a friend.
Many whites who act friendly toward Negroes. A fox acts friendly toward the lamb. Mm-hmm. And usually the fox is the one who ends up with the lamb chop on his plate.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore the wolf has more difficulty in getting the lamb chopped in his plate.
I'd like to point out, though, that...
I say that because it is usually if you study the structure of the Negro community, mm-hmm. economically, politically, civically, psychologically, and otherwise, it's controlled by the white liberal,
mm-hmm.
who usually poses as the friend of the Negro.
I love that clip, and not because it makes my point, but I always love when people quote Malcolm X and talk about how great he was the liberals, right? And you go, hey, did you miss this clip of his?
Yeah.
You're talking about how he called it. Oh, yeah, he called it, all right. And I put that clip up everywhere. I leave it on my desktop so I can pop it up there just to make them crazy. But he saw it.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, he did. Indeed, I mean, you know, they'll say that, you know, well, he didn't like conservatives either. It's like, well, it's one of those things where Malcolm X saw conservatives in the fault of people, but not conservatism in its principle by itself. It's almost like the same thing, like whether it's Christianity. Christianity on its own isn't the problem. It's people being deviant with it is the problem.
Amen. Yep.
You know, and so like in terms of liberalism in its natural form, you follow its course, it's a system of deviance in itself. For one, you can't really lay down a standard of what liberalism is. And that because of that, people will assume to take liberties with other people's liberty. And it does end up being a class and a race warfare to get what it is that you want. Yeah. Conservatism doesn't do that. Conservatism is all about preserving liberty. Unfortunately, you even had some Democrats that called themselves conservative. And just really quick, Lincoln back in the day tried to put a stop to that. When Democrats tried to call themselves conservatives, Lincoln said, no, you're not. No, you're anything but. We Republicans are actually the conservatives, not you.
All right, quick. Where do people find your music? Stop buying Beyonce stuff. Buy his stuff.
Thanks, man. Stop buying Green Day and Rage Against the Machine. BronzeSurfingMedia.com. You guys can check out the Zoloft, Zopium Den, Sledge X. Lots of goodies here.
All right. Support people who support you, people. Be back in a little bit. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
4898.